Okay, Rabbi Isai. Bonne daber ktsat bevrit. Favos nisht.
Parshatenu parshas lech lecho.
Toda rabba lecha. Toda lecha. Baruch ato adoinai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shehakol yed v'ayim. I want to tell you something that is absolutely out of this world. Yesh po sefer Shvilei Pinchas, Shara Pinchas Friedman, who may be po me Arizal. Davar sheze maod maod ma'anyen, maod maod muzar afilo. It says at the end of this week's parasha that we know the story of Lot. Lot's a lot in this parasha. You know the story of Lot, that Lot was captured by the kings. And it says, "Shem lakhu et Lot." Az ma katuf? Rega achad. Here it is. Vayikhu es Lot ve'esuchushoy. Ben Achi Avram Vayelchu Vahu Yoshev Bisdoim. This is in Bereishis Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Yud Beis. And the Arizal says Yesh Po Remez Lemashu Mod Manyen. Says the Arizal, it's in Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Yud Beis. Shekatuv Be Pasuk Vayikhu Es Lot Ves Rechushoy Ben Achi Avram. Yishporemes, Roshe Tevot, of Ruchushoi ben Achi. What's the Roshe Tevot? Ruchushoi ben Achi is Roshe Tevot Rava. As Omer Arizal, she hayapo mashu, there was something here, Nitzutz, minishmosoi, shel Rava, ha'amoira, shaya, shama, imloit. The Avram Avinu ayat tzarich lefdot et zeh. He had to be poda. He had to somehow be goel. He had to unlock it, unleash it, get. He had to take it out. What in the world does that mean? Yesh po nitzutz nishmasoi shel rova ki katuv vepasuk. The pasuk says, "Ruchushoi ben achi Avram resh beis aleph is rova." The galay amukois. Katuv, he writes even more than that. He writes that these malochim, Amrofel was Melech Bavel, he writes. And it says he was Be'emek HaMelech. Emek HaMelech is Bavel. And he says, I'm assuming he's saying, where is all the Amkus? Where do we find Amkus? Talmud, Bavli. Zemakom Amok. It's a very deep place. And Amrofel was Melech Bavel. Rav and Abaye were in Bavel, so he was going to Bavel somehow to Ki'ilu B'Megale, the neshama of Rav from Bavel. This week's parsha. What's going on over here? So I want to tell you, based on what it says of Israel, B'diyuk, Aval Pachot Yoter, says the following thing. It's Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says as follows: Abaye v'Rova, Havayas v'Kamei d'Rabbe. They were little boys. They were sitting in front of their cheder Rebbe. Amar lo Rabbe. The Rebbe said to them, "Lemi mevorchim? Tzuvemen tzuvemen. Who are you giving a bracha to? Amar lo lirachmono. To the Eibishter, Na'akodesh Baruch Hu." V'rachmona heicha Yosef, eifo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rava achvei l'shmei tlola. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Shmei tlola is to the gag. And that's where Hashem is. Abaye nofik libro. He went out of the room, went outside. Achvei klape shmaya. And he pointed up to the heavens. Amaluhu Rabba, the Rebbe said,
Tarvaichu, both of you two.
Rabbanon Havisu, you're going to be big rabbis. You got the story? Rav and Abai is sitting there with the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, you've given bracha to Hashem. Where's Hashem? Rav pointed to the ceiling, and Abai walked out of the room and pointed to the sky. And the Rebbe said, you two are going to be big stuff. And they bring a saying, Hanudami Inchi, Butsana, Butsin, Butsin, Mikatfe Yediyah. That you can know already when something's even small, when it's still first developing, that this is going to be good fruit. These two are going to be good. What happened over here exactly, you know? Sounds like to me that you just have to know a little Uncle Maishi and you're going to be fine with that. You know, it's. Where is Hashem? Who are you giving a bracha to Hashem? Where does he sit? Points to the seat. Points. As Rav Friedman, Rav Pinchas Friedman, there's something very, very deep over here. What Rav is saying is, he points to the Gog. He pointed to the Gog. He says, if you want to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu, stay in here. Keep this roof over your head. In here is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, stay in this room. This is where we're going to find Hashem. In here, in the Beis Hashem. Ein zekim beis elokim. This is where Hashem is. Rav said Hashem's in here. What did Abaye say? Abaye said, no. We're going to go out there and you're going to find Hashem outside. Abaye said there's a way to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu outside, going out. What does that mean? So it's interesting, this week's parsha, which a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Avraham Avinu said, I want to have children. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you're going to have children. Come outside of the tent. Come outside. And I want to show you something. You see those stars? Koyi Ezarecha. Why did Hashem have to bring him out of come out of the tent? And I'm going to show you the stars. Something is going on over here, Rabbi Sai. Mashakurei Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu is that you have to go out there and be marbek voi chomayim. You can't stay in your tent. You have to be out there doing something. You have to be mashmiah. Come out of the tent, and then you will be zoicha to have children. So Kodesh Baruch Hu pulled him out. What Rava was saying is, we stay in here. We stay inside. And inside, a person is able to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Abaye says, no, we're going to go out. This is what perhaps they're being meramis to Abaye and Rava when they speak about where Kodesh Baruch Hu is. It could very well be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started a process. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetecha me'beis avicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Avraham Avinu out there. And he wants Avraham Avinu to be marbe kvod shamayim. There's an interesting thing. If you look, there was someone named Chanoch. Ve'ishalech Chanoch. Eso Elokim ve'einenu ki lo kach oisoi Elokim. Chanoch seems to be a big tzaddik. He was also around Avraham Avinu's tkufa. Ve'ischalei Chanoch es Elokim ve'einenu ki lo kach oisoi Elokim. He was apparently a big tzaddik. Rashi says different pshatim, but Rashi says Chanoch is a big tzaddik. As a matter of fact, Chanoch turned into a malach. What happened? The pshat is Chanoch stayed in his own little vinkel, his own corner, didn't bother talking to anybody, and he mamish day and night that Avodis Hashem, he mamish made himself into a malach. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, malachim, belong up here, and took Chanoch up to Shemayim. Avraham Avinu didn't become a malach. Kodesh Baruch Hu has enough malachim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants people interacting with other people. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had Avraham Avinu and told him, say achutza, you have to go out. That was Avram's avodah. As a matter of fact, according to one pshat in the Medrash, Kodesh Baruch Hu was upset at Avraham Avinu that he sent away Lot. Avram said, listen, Lot, me and you, we can't be together. Which means, I'm going the opposite direction. We're done. Kodesh Baruch Hu, according to one pshat in the Medrash, was upset. Avraham Avinu, what are you doing? Avraham Avinu was, look, I got to right now, I have to take care of myself. What happened, Rabbi Isai? Listen to this. Katuv b'Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara in Yuma, daf ayin beis amid beis. V'tzipisa oisai zahav tahar mi bayis u'michutz titzapenu. That you have to coat the aron v'tzipisa oisai zahav tahar with solid gold. Mi bayis u'michutz, inside and out. Kol tamen chocham she'en etoichai kebaroi ena tamen chocham. What does it mean, mi bayis u'michutz? So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, it means, mi bayis means when you're inside your house. Michut, bachutz, means when you're outside. So Talmud Chacham has to be a Talmud Chacham inside and outside. This is the shita we're discussing. A person has to go out of the tent. Aval mi amar etze? The Gemara in Yuma, ayin beis amad beis, Omar Rava, kol Talmud Chacham she'en toichai kebar ena Talmud Chacham. This is Rava speaking. Rava is the one that said before, where did Rava find Hashem? Inside the base medrash, he pointed to the Gag. Abaye is the one who went outside. Now Rava is saying, Mibaye su michutz. What's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. Rava is a little boy. He's still developing. As a child, Rava says, where do you find a Kodesh Baruch Hu? When you're still trying to build yourself, you have to keep yourself secure and protected in the base medrash. Rava says, in here, now in here. Abaye says, yeah, but eventually it's out there. That's why the Rebbe said, you both are going to be big Talmid Chachamim, because you're both right. It's different tkufas. There are tkufas in our life when we're just supposed to stay in the bias. Just stay here, under the Gag. Here's Hashem. Till we've built ourselves enough, till we're ready to go out there. Avram Avinu had to go out there eventually. And now is his time to go save Loit. Save Loit, and saving Loit is the nitzutz of Rava. Perhaps that's the pshat where we said that where Loit was, Avinu was sent Loit away, and eventually because of that, Loit ended up getting captured or whatever it was. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was epis, perhaps, according to the Medrash, somewhat of a taina of Avram Avinu, which is we have to be mar b'kvod shamayim. It's not enough to just like deal with ourselves. So Avram Avinu was being mesake in that. The tikkun was to go now and to be lekarev at Lot, to bring Lot in, and to gather in the nitzots of Rava. Ulai zepshat shekatuv Amru Lava Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Shelo iniach mikro mishne Gemara halachos v'agodos Dikduke Torah Dikduke Seifrim Kalim v'chamurot. He learned everything, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Dover Gondol, Maisa Merkova, Dover Koton, Havayas de Abaye Verova. Abaye and Rova are the example. Havayas of Abaye and Rova are the example of what a person's thought process can be. It's Abaye and Rova. And it's Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. They're just speaking about different people coming at different stages of their life. And also us, we have stages of our lives where we have to be in Ki'ilu the Teva. The Teva is shut out everything else around us. Not because that's the way our attitude is, our approach to life is. It's not our Weltanschauung. It's not the way that we see that the world's supposed to be. But temporarily, we have to disconnect from everything. And that's the time when we have to be in the Beis Medrash. To build ourselves, to be strong enough, to be prepared, to eventually go out there. Every one of us has the ability to go out, as it says in the Pasuk. Go out, as Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu. There's a time and a place. And if a person waits for that time and builds himself enough, he also can be mashpia. Kemo Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu was the force that was mar b'kvod shamayim. But Avram Avinu understood at that point. Avram Mekarves ha'anoshim. And Sarah's Mekarves ha'anoshim. Avram Avinu understood that his priorities is first to make sure that he himself doesn't sacrifice an iota of his own ruchnius. And he has a special segula, Mogen Avraham, because Baruch Hu protects him. Avraham Avinu did not lose any of his own sensitivities because he was ready to go out. He was prepared to go out. But sometimes people, they're mebalbelet haseder. And before they're ready to be mashpia on others, so they end up being metama themselves.
when I was a young boy, so they used to have something called ALS. ALS was American Life Savings, Administration of Lifesavers or something like that. It was the way that you, it was to be a lifeguard. That was the certification, ALS certification. I think already they changed it. It's not called that anymore. But when I was young, it was called ALS. And in the life-saving course, they used to have a technique of approach. What do you do if someone's drowning? So the best thing to do is try to stay on the ground, throw to them something, and, you know, either a pole or a life-saving thing, tube or something. The next thing is row. Is if you can't do that, get in a boat and just get near to them. The third thing to do is go. The last thing you do is if you can't get them in a boat or anything like that, you jump in the water. Now, what do you do when you jump in the water? You got somebody's thrashing about, he's drowning. So the approach was you dive under him and come up behind him. You have to approach from behind. You can't approach from the front. Why? Because he's desperate, he's going to pull you down. So you have to approach him from behind where he can't see you. And when you approach from behind, you have to take his arm, twist it around his back, so that way he can't hold you. So you hold his arm like that, you're holding him out of the water, and you swim out. And if you can't get behind him, you let him die. There was on the lifeguard shack, there's a big sign that says the number one cause of drowning is double drowning. In other words, some people drown because they can't swim, because they get into accidents, because the number one cause is because someone is going to try to save someone else. That was the number one cause of drowning. My aunt died because she tried saving someone else. To the point where they just decided it's just not worth it. So then they changed the lifeguarding rules, and now no approaches. You cannot contact the person, if he's drowning. You could give them something, but you cannot be in contact with them, because that is the most dangerous thing. It's the last it was when I don't know if things changed since then, but as far as when I was current, that's what it was. What's my point? Double drownings are very dangerous. If a person is not ready himself to be able to keep himself afloat, to try to get out of the base medrash, to try to expose yourself to people that are themselves in danger, can be very, very dangerous for us. There's a time for it. And that's not only the time for it, it's what we should all be doing. At some point, we have to be mashpia on the world. We have to be the Orla Amim. But first, we have to make sure that we have established ourselves well enough. We're rooted in the Beis Medrash. And Bezrat Hashem, and that Tzchus will be Zoichet to be Marba Kvot Shemayim. And when we Marba Kvot Shemayim, Bezrat Hashem, Yavo Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'Binyan, B'Kar Mikdash, B'Mehra, B'Yamenu, Amen. I'm sorry.